Hey there, it's Kona Gallagher, host of And Then They Were Gone and Day by Day True Crime Stories, and I'm here to bring you an amazing opportunity to win some incredible prizes, all for a good cause. Join the Texas Advocacy Project's The Big Game Football Squares Raffle on February 9th, 2025, and help support survivors of power-based abuse. For every $100 donation, you secure a square and a chance to win amazing prizes. You can choose from two exciting grids. The Hawaiian Paradise Grid offers a grand prize of a seven-night stay for two at a luxury resort in Oahu or the Big Island. Or play the Beachfront Mexico Grid for a chance to win a four-night, all-inclusive stay for two at a five-star Marival Luxury Resort in Banderas Bay or Nuevo Nayarit, Mexico. Your contributions help survivors understand their rights, navigate the justice system, and secure emergency protective orders. To participate, visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org and select your grid today. Don't miss out. Tune in to the Texas Advocacy Project's Facebook page on February 9th, 2025, during the game for live updates on winners. Prizes are awarded at the end of each quarter, with the grand prize at the game's conclusion. So score big for a cause. Visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org to learn more. Hello, and welcome to Day by Day True Crime Stories, the podcast where we delve into a different crime or justice milestone from this day in history. I'm your host, Kona Gallagher, and today is February 3rd. On this day in 1780, a quiet town in Connecticut became the site of an unthinkable crime, one that would go down as the first documented mass murder in American history. Barnett Davenport, a former Revolutionary War soldier, committed an act so brutal that it shook early America to its core. This was a time when small, close-knit communities relied on trust and neighborhood kindness. The idea that someone could betray that trust, especially someone who had been welcomed into a family's home, was beyond comprehension. Today, we're going to explore who Barnett Davenport was, what led up to that horrifying night, and how this tragedy left a lasting mark on American history. Let's get started. It would be easy to say that Barnett Davenport wasn't the kind of person that most would suspect of committing such a horrific crime, but maybe he actually was. Born in 1760 in Roxbury, Connecticut, Davenport had a reputation for being troubled. Even as a young boy, neighbors noticed his quick temper, his tendency to lash out, and the way trouble always seemed to follow him. At 16, he joined the Continental Army to fight in the Revolutionary War. But rather than finding purpose, the war only hardened him further. The brutality he witnessed on the battlefield changed him, as it did for many young men of his time. Historian Michael J. Epstein once wrote that, quote, "Davenport's generation was torn between the ideals of revolution and the horrors of war," end quote. Davenport, it seemed, carried those horrors home with him. After the war, he drifted from town to town, picking up odd jobs, but never settling anywhere. By January 1780, he found himself at the Mallory family farm in Washington, Connecticut. Caleb Mallory, the farm's patriarch, offered him work and a place to stay. It was a kind gesture that would end up costing him everything. The Mallorys were everything that Davenport wasn't: stable, hardworking, and deeply connected to their community. Caleb Mallory was a well-respected miller and farmer who was known for his generosity and his kindness. He lived with his wife, Jane, and their three grandchildren, including a nine-year-old girl named Charlotte. The family welcomed Davenport into their home and treated him like a member of their own family. He worked alongside Caleb, he shared meals with the entire family, and for a short while, it seemed as though he had found a place where he finally belonged. But underneath it all, Davenport was harboring resentment. Whether it was jealousy, greed, or something much darker, his thoughts turned violent. And on the night of February 3rd, 1780, these thoughts turned into actions. It was a bitterly cold winter night when Davenport decided to act. At first, his plan was just to rob the family. But once he set his plan into motion, it escalated into something far, far worse. Davenport started by setting fire to the Mallory home, knowing that the flames would drive the family outside. As they rushed out in their confusion, he attacked. Davenport bludgeoned Caleb and Jane Mallory to death with a club before turning his rage on their three grandchildren. Charlotte and her siblings were brutally murdered. By the time neighbors saw the flames and arrived at the scene, the house was reduced to ashes. Davenport had vanished into the night, leaving behind a crime so horrific that the town could hardly comprehend what had happened and why five innocent lives had been taken so brutally. In the 18th century, there were no police forces as we think of them today. There was no forensic evidence, no criminal databases, but that didn't stop the community from seeking justice. Neighbors quickly launched a search for Davenport. They followed his footprints in the snow and gathered information from anyone who had seen him. Within days, he was captured in a nearby town. What followed was almost as chilling as the crime itself. Davenport confessed, but didn't show a hint of remorse. He recounted in graphic detail how he had planned and carried out the murders. A local magistrate later wrote, quote, "His calm demeanor as he described the slaughter was as monstrous as the act itself," end quote. Davenport didn't try to make excuses. He simply stated, quote, "I felt a rage I could not control," end quote. His confession sealed his fate, but it also left the town with even more questions. How could someone that they had welcomed into their home have committed such an atrocity? Davenport's trial was significant. It marked the first documented mass murder case in American history. The evidence was overwhelming, and his confession left no doubt about his guilt. The trial was swift, and the courtroom was packed with people from nearby towns, all seeking justice for the Mallory family. A local newspaper described the atmosphere as, quote, "a community united in grief and fury, demanding justice for the innocent," end quote. When it was over, Davenport was found guilty on all counts of murder. On May 8, 1780, Barnett Davenport was hanged in Litchfield, Connecticut. His execution drew a massive crowd. Many came for justice, while others were just there out of morbid curiosity. Before he was hanged, though, he reportedly expressed remorse, saying, quote, "I am the author of my own destruction. Let my fate be a lesson to others," end quote. Barnett Davenport's crimes helped shatter the illusion that small communities were immune to senseless violence. It forced early America to confront the reality that even in tight-knit towns, evil could be hiding in plain sight. Historian Dr. Sarah Nilsson put it simply, saying, quote, "Davenport's crime revealed the fragility of trust in these fledgling towns and the vulnerabilities of a society still finding its footing," end quote. The deaths of the Mallory family left a lasting scar on Washington, Connecticut. In the years that followed, the town mourned not just their loss, but the loss of their sense of security. Davenport's crime became a cautionary tale, which has been recounted in sermons and legal writings for years afterwards. Though justice was served with Barnett Davenport's execution, the horror of his crime left a lasting legacy. As the first documented mass murder in American history, his actions remind us how far human depravity can go. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Day by Day True Crime Stories. If you found this story compelling, please subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to join me again tomorrow as we explore another significant event in true crime history. Until then, stay safe and remember that behind every headline is a life worth remembering. Day by Day, True Crime Stories is a Little Monster production.
Hey, you can do it!
Hey there, it's Kona Gallagher, host of And Then They Were Gone and Day by Day True Crime Stories, and I am here to bring you an amazing opportunity to win some incredible prizes, all for a good cause. Join the Texas Advocacy Project's The Big Game Football Squares Raffle on February 9th, 2025, and help support survivors of power-based abuse. For every $100 donation, you secure a square and a chance to win amazing prizes. You can choose from two exciting grids. The Hawaiian Paradise grid offers a grand prize of a seven-night stay for two at a luxury resort in Oahu or the Big Island. Or play the Beachfront Mexico grid for a chance to win a four-night, all-inclusive stay for two at a five-star Marival luxury resort in Banderas Bay or Nuevo Nayarit, Mexico. Your contributions help survivors understand their rights, navigate the justice system, and secure emergency protective orders. To participate, visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org and select your grid today. Don't miss out. Tune in to the Texas Advocacy Project's Facebook page on February 9th, 2025, during the game for live updates on winners. Prizes are awarded at the end of each quarter with the grand prize at the game's conclusion. So score big for a cause. Visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org to learn more.